with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The White House is confirming that a ninth U.S. telecoms firm has been hacked as part of a sprawling Chinese espionage campaign.
There have been at least eight telecommunications companies, as well as dozens of nations, affected by the Chinese hacking blitz known as Salt Typhoon. The ninth victim was identified after the Biden administration released guidance to companies on how to hunt for Chinese culprits in their networks. Though the FBI has not publicly identified any of the victims, officials believe senior U.S. government officials and prominent political figures are among those whose communications were accessed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President-elect Trump has nominated former Arizona GOP Senate candidate Kerry Lake to serve as director of Voice of America. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Lake is a former TV news anchor in Arizona and ran unsuccessful bids for governor and the U.S. Senate. Trump says he selected her to, quote, ensure that the American values of freedom and liberty are broadcast around the world fairly and accurately. In a social media post, Lake said under her direction, the VOA will excel in the mission of chronicling America's achievements worldwide. Bob Agnew reporting.
The former Morrison Hotel was significantly damaged by a fire in downtown Los Angeles on Thursday. The Los Angeles Fire Department says the four-story building burned for nearly 2 hours. L.A. Fire Department spokesman David Ortiz tells KABC-TV people without permanent homes have been using the former Morrison Hotel for shelter.
All the people that were inside this building are believed to be unhoused. There were dozens of people inside the building that self-evacuated for the most part.
More than 100 firefighters helped bring the fire under control. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 418 points. This is SRN News. More trouble for Christians in Sudan.
Believers make up about 5% of the population in the mostly Muslim nation, and these days they are between the hammer and the anvil. The Muslim government is fighting Muslim rebels, and both sides are taking shots at Christians whenever they can. This week, the Sudanese Air Force bombed a church outside Khartoum, killing several people. Muslim rebels have been torching churches. The civil war has been going on for nearly 2 years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of NFL players are using their fame as an opportunity to talk about their Christian faith. The Detroit Lions are one of the best teams in the league this season, and kicker Jake Bates discussed his faith in a recent primetime NBC interview. Quarterbacks C.J. Stroud of Houston, Kirk Cousins of Atlanta, and Lamar Jackson of Baltimore, along with Ravens coach John Harbaugh, are among the many in the league who speak publicly about their Christian beliefs. This is SRN News. Many condominium owners in Florida will be paying more to condo associations in 2025, correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Beginning next year, Florida condo associations will have to have sufficient reserves to cover major repairs and to conduct a survey of reserves every 10 years. And that means condo owners will have to pay those condo associations a lot more money. It's the result of a law Governor Ron DeSantis signed following the partial collapse of Champlain Towers South, which killed 98 people in Surfside in 2021. Rick Madan, president of the Biscayne Neighborhoods Association, which represents 22 condo associations, says the new law is bringing condo owners strife, especially those on fixed incomes. I'm Donna Warder.
Older condos are facing hefty increases to association payments. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.